This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
What's wrong
you
with my photo?
You can't have my dog as your lock screen photo.
Yes, I can. Look how cute he looks. Look at his teeth.
It's just, that's my dog.
Well, come on.
Are you going to next take a picture of somebody else's kid?
Okay, never thought about it like that.
It's a bit strange.
Okay, I'm not the worst type of lock screen person out there, though. You want to know what's worse than me having a picture of someone else's dog?
Fire away.
A selfie of yourself.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I need to know. We did ask our listeners, what is your lock screen photo? Scanning through, nobody has admitted that theirs is a picture of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Feel free to send the screenshot if you want to prove
yeah,
it.
Prove
We're getting
it.
A lot of those. You know what? I like the... There seems to be a lot of, like, landscape pictures.
Sure.
Cool cities. Space. Awesome. I like all those. I agree with you. You shouldn't have a selfie. Although, I have had that in the past.
Oh, no.
But I was holding a sign that said, if lost, please return to Hot 107, because I was just stressed about losing my phone.
Oh, okay. See, that's funny. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it's something that, when it's a picture where you're like, I look good in this picture, I'm going to make this the screen lock photo. No, you can't be doing that. I don't think me having a picture of your dog is that big of a deal.
Yay.
I mean, when I meet people and they're like, aw, what's your dog's name? I lie. I pretend it's mine.
No.
I'm like, oh, this is Gordon. This is my blue tick hound.
No. Anyway. 780-784-7107. Do you think it's a fail or acceptable that Lisa has my dog as her screen lock caption picture background?
Thank you, John, who texted in saying she has every right. She takes care of your dog when your knee was bad, feeds it, probably pays for the food. She can have the picture. Thank you, John.
Okay, pipe down, John. Okay, I got another one to add to the list. Is this acceptable or not? Your significant other.
Oh, that's totally fine, right?
Yeah, I agree. But if they put it on your phone, get out. Ditch the relationship.
Like they took the phone, they made it the background.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so this text here is a screen grab, and it looks like it is a picture of herself.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not, because this is Chance texting in.
Okay, so it's his
lady. So it's his lady with a beautiful background. Love that.
Great pick.
But if it's a picture of yourself with a cool background, is that acceptable?
Better.
It's better than just a selfie, right?
What if it's a, like, could you have a sibling?
No. What?
Okay, what about a picture of you with your sibling?
I always find it weird. My girlfriend, Rebecca, she was in for Friendship Friday a couple weeks ago. Funniest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
But I always make fun of her because her profile pictures of her are her and her brother. And I'm like, no.
Well, especially she's single. So
yeah, stop it, Rebecca. He's married.
Every potential suitor out there is going to be like,
who's that?
Who's this chick who's in a relationship with a guy that looks like her that's hitting on me?
Well, my husband has a picture of me when I was a baby as his background. And apparently that motivates him to get his money in order so we can have kids.
Wow.
No, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really sweet. And every time he shows his friends his phone, they're like, you have kids? He's like, no, that's my wife.
That's really cute.
Okay.
I like that.
What's your name?
I'm Camille.
Camille, thank you. Call our show anytime, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, you're so nervous about this.
I've never been good with accents. So the list has been released of the top 10 sexiest accents. Unfortunately, Canada was not in that, but we were pretty close at number 13.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Oh, well.
Anyway, we decided to take on the top 10 list, which is quick little sexy one-line pickup lines that you're texting in at 780-784-7107.
Oh, I'm starting.
Number 10 is Brazilian Portuguese.
My palms are so sweaty right now. I want to send you a sexy text message.
Whoa, way better than I thought.
Thank you.
Way better than I thought.
Okay, so you're up next. Southern United States. Let's go. It's scary.
You wanna get with this? No, that's...
No. Okay.
Russell shows Alabama. Hold on. No, I lost it. That was the one I was doing really well in practice.
Well, maybe we can come back to it.
Okay.
Next on the list is Spanish. Ooh, fantastico. I would love to meet with you. It'd be a stupido if do not. I don't know.
Oh.
It's so bad. Okay, French, go.
Give me the tongue.
That was good, wasn't it?
Sound like you're doing karate.
No.
Try again. Say something sexy.
Do you have a cigarette?
No. Oh, just pretend. Here.
You want to see me with my clothes off?
Scottish. I know my girlfriend Cassie's listening and she can nail a Scottish accent, so this is going to be embarrassing. Yeah. He's a wee bit off his trolley. What's your fur? Go buy. You want? Would you like to go buy a ring? I'd love to buy you a ring.
Ugh, no, that sounded far more south.
Australian.
I like your eye.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
What were you saying, though? Like, what? You like your eyes?
Oh, I like you, right?
Oh. Next is Italian on the list at number 4 for sexiest accents. Hey, Tony, everybody want to do something, but all I want to do is smooch you under the moonlight. Ooh, that moonlight wasn't good. Irish. You're not a leprechaun, remember? Don't offend all of the Irish people listening.
Well, how?
Go.
Oi.
What?
I want to see you naked. That decent?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you.
Next is South African. Now, we have a listener named Chris that always calls us from South Africa, so I'm going to try and embrace my inner Chris.
He does have a very relaxing voice.
Very, okay.
I love his accent.
Want to hit up the bathroom for some loving?
Hey, that's not bad. Yeah, I like that one.
And last but not least, number 1 on the list for sexiest accent, New Zealand. Come on, Ryder.
I know this is going to be offensive to some people, but that isn't that the same thing as Australian for the accents, kind of? Like, I can't tell the difference.
Ryder.
What? I just am saying I'm dumb.
Say I am dumb in a New Zealand accent.
I'm dumb. I am dumb. So last night at the Billboard Music Awards, one of the Jonas Brothers, not my favorite, Jonas.
Ryder, that joke is getting old, man.
What?
Jonas does not exist.
Anyway, Joe Jonas, was it, that kissed his wife?
No, Nick Jonas kissed his wife mid-performance at the Billboard Music Awards last night, and I just thought that was so sexy, and what an amazing feeling for her to be like, that's what's up, every single woman and man watching this right now on live television. So I'm curious if anyone listening right now has ever had an experience where you pulled a move like that to let everyone in the room know,
what's up?
This is my man,
or this
is my woman, back off.
Have you ever done anything? I got one that is kind of tacky, but it was a bit of like a public display of my love. I called a swimming pool that I knew my ex was at. Like, she wasn't an ex at the time.
You were dating her and she was at the pool?
I don't even think we were dating yet, but I asked her out over the intercom at the pool. I wanted the rest of those guys know that we're swimming.
You think people at the pool are actually listening to the announcements? You can barely hear it. Your ears are full of water.
Well, I got the date.
Good for you.
Thanks.
We were at this, like, friend function, and my boyfriend was standing at a table, and there was, like, 3 or 4 girls around. And I was just kind of, like, watching from afar, not trying to be too, too crazy. But I could tell these girls were, like, sniffing my meat. And so I saw that he had his phone, like, face up on the table. And I know that when I call him, that a picture of us, like, kissing with, like, a sunset in the background of when we were next to
yes.
shows up, and it says, love of my life. So I casually stood in the corner and called him, and his screen just, like, lights up in this dark room. So, of course, all the girls around the table with him stare at it. It's just, like, love of my life, huge photo of us just, like, making out on the sunset. And then, like, he kind of, like, looks over his shoulder and they all look at me and I'm just standing there being like, and, like, do the cute little wave.
I just want to say, sniffing my meat made my day. Thank you so much.
I think it's kind of sexy, even though it's
a bit crazy.
A bit crazy
yes.
when that happens to you. It's like, yeah, they're that interested in me?
It should almost be something that you test out yourself in a relationship. Say I had a boyfriend right now. He's talking to a girl at the bar. I'm going to walk up, I'm going to grab his face, and I'm going to make out with him. If he gets mad at me, I'm going to dump him. You can have this loser.
Okay, would you dump him right there?
Yes.
If he's upset, be like,
if he was like embarrassed or like, why would you do that in front of this girl that I'm talking to? It's like, okay, well, obviously you're not going to be faithful.
That other person would think that you're into some weird stuff, though, if you were making out with him and then it's like, your turn.
Trending this hour.
Alex Trebek did open up about his cancer treatment and was very honest. He says he's thankful for it, but it has put him into a deep, deep sadness. I mean, it does affect people in different ways. He says, I'm just really depressed and I don't know why.
Wow.
Just hoping for the best for him. And I do appreciate him being honest about it. The Billboard Music Awards last night, Jonas Brothers performed, Taylor Swift performed, Halsey with BTS performed. I mean, the Jonas Brothers are back, baby. And their wives are amazing. Front row, so supportive. In fact, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas tied the knot in Vegas immediately after the music awards.
They're calling them the Jonas sisters, hey?
Yeah, I like it.
Which one is my favorite Jonas Brothers wife again?
Sophie. Joe.
No, my favorite Jonas brother.
Jonas,
yeah.
Jonas, Jonas doesn't exist.
Okay.
Halsey blacked out all of her social media. Her profile picture is black. She posted a bunch of black photos on Twitter. In my opinion, that means an album is coming, so prepare for that.
And finally, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's baby name may have been leaked.
I thought they're having a girl. Do people know?
It looks like it could be a boy if this is accurate. So what's happened is like the back end of the royal family's website, if you search like dot and then names, there are three specific names that the website is actually taken already.
Okay, so they're dibsing them in case there's a royal baby.
Right, and which would mean, if this is accurate, that they are boy names, because it's Arthur, James, and Jonas are the three.
Jonas is a lie. I know you're making that up.
And Alex. That's too bad, because I put some money on that they would name their baby Lil Nas X, but not this time. Helicopter parenting, a term that we both just learned today. It's when you hover over your kids a little too much, is pretty much to sum it up, right?
Yeah, you don't let them go off to be independent, but there's reasons for it. You want to be overprotective with your kids, especially when the world can be a scary place. Now, there's a certain school that has absolutely banned parents from being able to visit during lunch hour at the school. This because several parents just hang out and stand around in the cafeteria. They help their children open their milk cartons. Not necessary.
I hope this isn't a high school.
I'm pretty sure it's an elementary school. But we did get a text from someone saying, I know what helicopter parenting is because my wife does it and our kids are in their 20s.
Oh, no.
Like, and I asked for examples and it says their mom fills out all of their university applications, etc. That's a parent that just wants them to succeed. I get that. But it is, we have to be able to do things independently. And that's what the school is saying. We get that you want to be able to hang out with your kids. You care about them, but they need to learn how to interact with other students because one day they're not going to have you around.
Well, and there were so many parents that were showing up that it was like overcrowding the cafeteria at the school. So that's why they had to implement the rule too, is there was just too many people there. I mean, I could, if my daughter's school was on the way home from work, I finish up here usually just around lunchtime. I'd stop in like once a week, twice a week and have lunch with her. No, come on. I'm a cool dad.
Ryder,
what?
You think you're a cool dad. You can't be just standing around in the cafeteria. You would embarrass Charlie.
I'd be cracking sick jokes and all of her friends would be high-fiving me and she'd be the most popular little girl in school.
You can't just have parents hanging around at the school unless it's like someone's birthday or they were asked to volunteer.
No. If they're a cool dad, like I'd say this one, what do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish. And they'd all like be like, oh, what? Charlie's dad is so hilarious.
You know, I grew up with some friends that did have helicopter parents, and sometimes I'd be jealous because I'm like, wow, your parents will literally pick you up from the bar they'll like you just pick up the phone, they're there.
Yeah.
My parents would never do that. They're like, fend for yourself, learn how to get a cab.
They headed out of town for Easter weekend.
Oh yeah, they wanted nothing to do with us because they're like, fend for yourself, make your own turkey.
I get it.
That's good though. That's pushing us to learn how to do these things on our own.
Yeah, or they're just sick.
Or they're over it.
We're hearing from a bunch of teachers right now that say there's something even worse that's happening, and it's called a lawnmower parent.
So you have the helicopter parent that just hover and watch everything the kids are doing. And then there's this other term we're learning so much today, called a lawnmower parent.
Yeah.
So they make sure there's no obstacles in the way to pave the way for these kids to be successful. We even got a text from a teacher saying they'll dress their 8-year-old children for recess and then hand feed them while they're running around on the playground. This is a true story. It's happening here in our city. There are helicopter parents and lawnmower parents.
I think my mom may have been a lawnmower. Like, honestly, I remember studying, like, probably grade 10-ish. And I have ADHD, so just a really rough time on zoning in on certain things. Reading is one of them. And she used to, like, read my textbooks, write me Cole's notes on the textbooks, and then highlight the important parts.
Wow.
In order to get
and
me
your
to study.
Mom was a nurse. She took time. She had 3 sons, and she dedicated that for you. You better have been reading those highlighted parts. Were you studying and getting good grades? Ryder.
No. Like, I did okay.
You better get your mom Oprah tickets for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea. So, yeah, if you're listening right now, do your research. There are lawnmower parents out there and helicopter parents. Fascinating stuff.
President of the Edmonton Stingers on the phone. Inaugural season starts on May 10th. Can you tell us a little bit about the team and the process of getting the team to Edmonton?
Well, it's a brand new league that's launching this year, which has been years in the making, which is very exciting. We've went around the world, found some of the best players. The level play is going to be outstanding.
We're really excited. You guys sent us some jerseys. I'm rocking the number 32. Ryder, what's your jersey number?
2.
Beautiful. So we're going to be wearing those to support the game. And where are the games going to be taking place, the home games here in Edmonton?
So we are playing out of Expo Center, which, it's right on the LRT line. It's a very intimate 4,500-seat venue, which I'm looking very forward to having every last seat sold out in that place.
Awesome. Yeah. So it'll be loud in there as well. Do you have to bring in your own flooring for that, or how does that work?
If everyone could bring a chunk of hardwood flooring, it would be great. No, we have a brand new court in Edmonton, and I was actually playing some hoops on it last week. It's fantastic. So we have our own court, but so looking forward to that.
So Ryder, I have a question for you. Are you going to be cheering for the Edmonton Stingers when they're taking on the Saskatchewan team? Be honest.
Yeah.
Good. Rightly?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be our biggest rival. So.
It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited. So,
where are some of the other teams from?
We'll start in the West. You have Fraser Valley that plays out of the Abbey Center. Obviously, Edmonton, Saskatchewan, Niagara, Hamilton, and Guelph.
Nice.
So we're launching with 6 teams across the league.
And explain the format a bit. Like, how many games in a season, how many home games are we going to get?
So each team plays 10 home games, so a 20 game season, and then we're going to have a very exciting announcement on our playoff format in 3 weeks. So,
is there anything different from some of the major basketball leagues around the world that you guys are trying, other than maybe the playoff format, like you said?
Well, we're following FIBA rules, so we have 4 10-minute quarters, which is a very fast game, as you know. The NBA is 4 12-minute quarters, so that's a little different. And our court is, the FIBA court is a little bit smaller than a regular court and some of the 3-point lines. But again, going to be it's an event as well, right? It's
right.
Kind of like a party wrapped around a basketball game.
As a sports fan, but just as big a beer fan, is it licensed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Expo Center is a great facility. So, yeah, it's got all your needs. Maybe 10 beer, Ryder.
10 beer. I'll be eating all of the hot dogs. So when is the first game for people to get excited for? It's May
10th.
May 10th, 7 o'clock. We are playing the Niagara River Lions.
Okay, and how do people go about getting tickets?
The best way to either go to Ticketmaster or thestingers.ca, and that will take you straight to Ticketmaster. And like I say, there's not a whole lot of seats to be had, but they're going fast.
Yeah, get them while they last. And what's your Instagram for our listeners to give you guys a follow and show their support?
The CEBL, which is, you know, the Canadian Elite Basketball League, .stingers. So CEBL.stingers on Instagram.
Awesome, Lee. We're really excited for the team. We're excited that you brought basketball back to Edmonton, and looking forward to game one.
Yeah, you'll be dragging Ryder out of a game here and there, so be prepared for that.
I love it.
I'll be the Jack Nicklaus of Edmonton.
Front row, cheese fries.
Excellent.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.